Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Happy Ash Wednesday, everybody. What a beautiful time of the church year we're entering into and following Jesus into a penitential season of 40 days and 40 nights. Of course, the whole process of this season of Lent, where does it come from? It comes from really Jesus's time in the desert and fasting and praying in the wilderness in Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11, where Jesus, after having been baptized in the River Jordan, and there's the beautiful theophany and expression, the voice of the Father, this is my beloved Son, the presence of the Holy Spirit in Jesus, the Trinitarian unveiling that went on, this is my Son, this is the Messiah. And the time came for him then to begin to engage directly his mission under the anointing of the Holy Spirit to bring the kingdom, to call everybody to repentance and to do spiritual combat and spiritual warfare against the satanic powers that are subduing human beings, the world, the flesh, and the devil at work. Jesus came out of the River Jordan to make war, to engage in spiritual combat, to move from there all the way over the next 3 years to manifest the kingdom, to make it possible for people to hear the gospel, to offer the gift of salvation, to build the church, all the things that Jesus does. And then, of course, the cross, where he disarms the principalities and powers. He crushes Satan and his kingdom, and the victory belongs to him on the day we celebrate his resurrection, right, on Easter. But we're going to walk now with Jesus, who went directly from the river, directly from the baptism, and it was his time now to begin the mission. And what does he do? The Holy Spirit leads him directly to the desert. Now, this is interesting. This is important to know for this season of Lent. Just as Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert, each one of us are being led by, or I should say, will be led by if we pay attention, if we yield to the grace of the Holy Spirit, if we pay attention to the presence of the Holy Spirit and come into agreement with what the Holy Spirit wants to do in us in this season of Lent. The Holy Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness and he was tested. 40 days and 40 nights, nothing to eat. And the devil comes to tempt Jesus in his moment of physical weakness. Of course, we know Jesus won that battle. The devil tried to tempt him in three different ways, which I won't go into today. We'll get at that at some point, I'm sure, during the season of Lent. But the key thing is that the first thing Jesus did is he went into the desert and basically said to the enemy, bring it on. Bring it on. Your days are numbered. I've come to set captives free. And so we imitate Jesus. We enter the desert of Lent now. For 40 days. We begin today with ashes. And if you haven't had a chance and you're thinking you may not be able to get there, go do it. Just go to a church. Find out when the service is going on anywhere, even if it's not your parish or even if you haven't been for a long time, go and get those ashes from the priest or the team that's there. And remember, man, remember, woman, that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Why do we begin there? Because it's an act of humility. It's an act of stopping all our other energies and for a moment declaring something that's profoundly true about us. We are weak, broken people. We didn't create ourselves. We didn't bring ourselves into existence. We have no control over our ultimate destiny. That is, we have no power over death and aging and dying. And where do we come from? We came from the earth. Humus, the earth, humus. Humility comes from that understanding. And Jesus is saying, begin there. Bow down. Bow down. The Lord wants to do a work in us. He doesn't want to humiliate us. He wants us to freely humble ourselves before Him and to say today, Lord, I want to fix my gaze on You over the next 40 days. I want to have happen in my life everything You desire for me in this season. I promise to pay attention every day to You at some point, to set aside some time, Lord, to pray. I want to take up fasting. I want to get serious about almsgiving. Prayer, fasting, almsgiving. These are the disciplines, in a good sense, the disciplines of the season of Lent. And I just want to encourage you and anyone who's listening, don't let this time go by without thinking about it. I mean, if you haven't had any chance to kind of regroup and give a thought about Lent, do it today. Do it before you go to bed and to say, okay, I want to set my gaze, I want to set my face like flint, you might say, toward Holy Week. And I want to walk humbly over the next 40 days with my brothers and sisters, with my family members. I want my whole family to be brought into it. You know, parents who are listening, do things in your home with your children, recognizing some of the simpler disciplines that are present. There's fasting that's done on Friday. Then we don't eat meat on Fridays. We don't eat it today. Different ages. The church has basic requirements in this season. So I think the age 14 to 59 or something, all those people in that age group are called to enter into the disciplines fully of the season of Lent. And it's actually not too much either. It's not, I mean, for some people, depending on your health and stuff, it may not work. So talk to a spiritual director, talk to your pastor if you need to. But for most people, it might feel a little bit difficult because you're not used to fasting or saying no to meat on Fridays or something. But trust me, you can do it and the grace of God will be there. And why do that? Because we need to put the flesh to death. What is the flesh? That dimension in us that says, no, I want to feel good. I want to do what I want to do. I don't want to deny myself stuff that puts me in a place where I feel uncomfortable. I just want to be constantly in a position of feeling happy and free and full and all that kind of stuff. No, we need to empty ourselves now. And one of the things that comes from fasting, it's quite powerful. You know, the early days of fasting, way back years ago when I was young, I was living with a bunch of guys in a house, and some of the guys would fast like the first week, the entire week. Some guys, actually a few guys fasted, had water only, or like a vegetable juice or something only for the entire season of Lent. Now that's intense. I've never done that. I'm not recommending that. I think that's for people who are ready to do it, able to do it, have the right kind of spiritual oversight and help to be able to do something like that. But nonetheless, there is trial in fasting. There's trial in almsgiving. What is almsgiving? It's really what I was taught in the day. It's almsgiving is giving from our resources, our financial resources, and others to the poor and those in need. That's even over and above tithing, the 10% that you normally give in a year. But the almsgiving, that's the way I look at it. That's the way I was taught it. I mean, there's probably slightly different ways of looking at it, but nonetheless, almsgiving is also a death. Because why? Because money's a power. Money's got a hold of us and it gives us security. It's the ticket to our being able to do what we want to do, the more money I have. So it's difficult for human beings to detach from money. And what this season is about is to put first things first, to put the love of God first, to belong to God. There's so much in us, friends, that resists that. It's too risky. If I go all in on that, I'm just concerned my life isn't going to be fun. It's not going to be enjoyable. I have to give up some things I like to do. I'd rather not get too serious about it. But the most wonderful thing I think you can do in this season of Lent, if you've never done it, is to say, Jesus, I want to give my whole life to You. I want to put every crown that I have at Your feet. I want to be who You want me to be. I want to, by Your grace, Lord, have a thorough, honest examination of my conscience, of my life, the sin patterns of my life, the habits, the things maybe I've never confessed before. I want to deal with it now. I don't want to put it off anymore, Lord. I don't want to risk the foolishness of not dying in a right condition before the Lord. But I also want to go all the way. I want to become a saint. And I know I can't do it on my own strength. It's hard for me to get motivated to even think about that. That's where lots of people are at. This is where the grace of God is there. And the Lord's just saying, take some steps now. It's time to subdue that voice within you that's constantly thinking about yourself, thinking about your own comfort, thinking about your own success, thinking about popularity, thinking about whatever it is, and set your gaze on God. Ask the Lord. Say, Lord, you said if whatever I ask in Jesus' name, you will do. If I do it in faith, real faith, and say, Father, I want the mind of Christ. I want to think like Jesus. I want to be like Jesus. I want to walk with Jesus. And Father, I want to fulfill in my life before I die, with whatever time I have left, everything that you planned for me when you formed me in the palm of your hand. I'm your idea. You made me, and I belong to you. I give you my crown, my staff, my keys to my life, keys to my bank account, keys to whatever things I'm holding on to that are the idols in my life. And Lord, I ask you to strip me of things that are harming me spiritually. And I ask for the grace to love what you love. I ask for the courage, one day at a time, maybe 1 hour, one moment at a time, in this season of Lent, for this to be a Lent I'll never forget. Help me, Lord. Mary, Mother of God, pray for me. Saint Joseph, terror of demons, pray for me. Holy Spirit, come with your anointing. I want to change. Lord, I want everything you want for me, for your glory. In your holy name, Jesus, I pray. Have that kind of disposition, friends, each day, and give each day your best. Do whatever you can to get to Mass as often as you can, maybe every day. But schedules don't always permit it. Understand that. Find, if you're traveling, find churches, find adoration chapels. Bow down and just come into the silence. You know, one of the most radical things we could do, I should probably do that. I'm going to do this, some of this. We should probably turn off our phones more often and to find a place of silence. You know, the thing is to find that place of silence in your family and take some time to pray more together. Rosaries, simple readings, little times of quiet and silence. Friends, bless you on this Ash Wednesday as we begin this pilgrim journey, this penitential journey, as we make our way to Holy Week. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once, and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.